This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 649. Quick wins for speaking vocabulary? For sure.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn amazing ways to say totally, just like a native speaker. Start your answers like this for a quick win on IELTS speaking.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
It's going great. I am still enthralled. I'm like 1,000% enthralled with boxing. I went to two classes on Monday.
Oh, wow.
And I was sore the next day. I did not want to do anything.
Hey, that's nice. It's nice to be in an exercise routine that makes you feel sore. That's so good.
Oh, man. So good. So important.
Yes.
Especially the older we get. I usually don't like saying that because I just like ignore that I'm aging. But like the older we get, it's you got to wake your body up. You have to like challenge it and push it in different directions.
You really do. You're right. I love that. That's so good. That's inspiring. Oh, man. I should sign up for a class. Yeah.
So fun, man. So fun. Oh, you'd love it. You just, it's so fun.
Totally.
Okay.
Okay.
But something I said there, guys, you could use on your speaking exam. So like exaggeration, saying something is totally, completely, very, really, we could say 1,000%. So I could be like, I'm still 1,000% into boxing, or I think I said infatuated, 1,000% infatuated with boxing.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, the key here is that the examiner is not going to hear these words from anyone else, right, during the day. So if you walk in and you start using these words, it's going to put you in another category, right, automatically.
Exactly, exactly. And so students aren't using these phrases. And to be honest, like not every native speaker is either, although a lot of native speakers do. But I'm saying they're unique. They're interesting.
Yeah.
And the reason why this came to mind is because I was listening to a podcast yesterday, this interview with a comedian, and he said 100%. Like he said that so often in answers to questions, like instead of saying yes, he would just say, oh, 100%. And I thought like, oh, I guess that's a thing people do say a lot. And so that's sort of why I thought we should share it with you guys.
Yeah, I love that because this in my mind is like a way to get a quick win, right, for your score, for your especially vocabulary score on speaking, maybe writing, right, to really push that up really quickly in a way that's not that hard, right? There are other aspects of the test that are more difficult than this.
Totally. I mean, 100%. So like even there, anytime you're going to say totally, you could replace that with these words, right? So 100%. The pronunciation is important, guys. Do not say, oh, 100%.
Yeah.
No, we say, oh, 100%.
Yeah. And I think one thing that comes along with using these words is getting out of the test mentality that I feel a lot of students are still in, right? Sometimes when we do mock speaking tests on the show, we hear that the voice kind of all of a sudden when the answer goes out and the question is being answered, the voice kind of goes down and the student gets more serious. But we got to get out of that because it's hard to break out these words when we're in that test mentality.
For sure, because you're not in creative, natural personality mode. You're in like robot student mode, and then you talk like that. So definitely, guys, these are great ways, quick wins, like Lindsay said, to increase the vocab and pronunciation scores, but also just to relax yourself. I mean, this is how you should start off your answer, right? Mm. So we're going to get into some more vocab, guys, but where you will say this is when you begin your answer. So if the examiner asks you a yes or no question, like in speaking part one, like, do you exercise a lot or whatever? Or in speaking part three, if it's more of an opinion question, do you believe such and such? then that's when you use these phrases. Like you're like, oh, 100% or oh, 1,000% no, right? If you disagree. So like you could go either way.
And these also, it's so nice to be able to use these kind of right out of the gate, right? When we open our answer, because it's going to build that confidence. Once you say that, you open your answer on that really strong note, you're going to think to yourself, ding, I just increased my score. And then you're going to feel, that's going to like capitalize on itself throughout your answer with confidence. Yeah.
Totally. Then you'll get this little smile on your face because you just said this like cool native speaker slang. Mm-hmm. You grin, the examiner grins back, and the rest is cake.
Like, yeah, basically.
Totally. All right. So what could we say? I say totally all the time. What could we say instead of totally, Lindsay? Hello, lovely IELTS candidates. Are you afraid of speaking part two? It is daunting. Don't be afraid. Come to our December web class all about speaking part two secrets for success. Go to allearsenglish.com/score.
All right. So I like saying completely. Completely is good, right?
Yeah.
So, oh, completely. Do you, you know, something like, do you agree with this or yes, no? Oh, completely. And then you give your thought or your response. Yeah.
For sure. So like where 100%, that's a little bit informal. You still could use it in speaking part three. Completely, that's great for anywhere. Speaking, writing, whatever. The next phrase is a little more formal. Utterly. I think this is best for writing task two, actually. You could say it in speaking part three as well, because it would be appropriate, right? It's formal. Mm. It's a high level. So utterly, that sounds so fancy. But again, like you're just saying, it's the same as completely, like totally.
Mm. Yeah. And I would also potentially use this to kind of modify an adjective, right? Something that's utterly impossible, right? Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. That's really going to push our score up. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, this is an awesome adverb, guys, to really push home and exaggerate any adjective that you're giving, for sure. And that's the next one, for sure. So, I mean, you hear me say this all the time, listeners, but I think a nice native sort of twist on this would be to repeat it. And that is something native speakers do a lot. So this would be best in speaking part one, I think. But again, any of the yes, no questions, like, do you enjoy cooking? I don't, but you could say, oh, for sure, for sure. And that's not so much about vocab, but pronunciation.
Yeah. And kind of like, it's kind of like a native speaker pattern, right? Kind of like a natural pattern. Oh, for sure, for sure. I say that too. And it's trendy right now to say
that. It totally is. Yeah. Isn't that weird? I don't know why, but it is. Yeah, so definitely. And I know that people have noticed the phrases we repeat, like for sure, because in some of my personal coach classes, I love it so much. I'll hear students responding like this, like using the phrases that you and I use a lot, like super stoked, for sure. Yeah. And every time they do this, it's exactly what Lindsay described. That's exactly what happens. It's like, then that frees up the rest of the conversation. And the rest of the mock speaking test goes swimmingly, because we both chuckle a little bit. And then like, they're proud of themselves. I'm proud of them. And then it just gets better. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to that. I feel like there must be a psychological principle, this idea of a quick win, and then we can open up our mind. We get that freshness in our mind, that space, and that allows for the spaciousness that we need to be creative in our answers for the rest of the answer.
Exactly. To let yourself come through, right? Exactly. Give your personality the space to come through. Guys, there's another episode that would be excellent to listen to after this one. It's about informal fillers. So definitely come back to the blog, guys, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 649. And I will link to that informal fillers one, because those are also great ways to begin your answer for that quick win.
Love it. Love it. Awesome. So have we gone through all of them, or do we have any others for our listeners here? I guess we've done most of them.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely would just be, I think, one more you could add in there. Mm-hmm. That's like completely, right? Mm-hmm. So completely, absolutely. So both of those would be the same. But again, like, pay attention to the stress. Absolutely. I mean, that's super native.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And then, so this is great. This is great. And especially because with the absolutely, you can really, I mean, the pronunciation, right? You have a chance to kind of show that variety in your voice. Absolutely. Exactly. Love it. Okay, cool. Well, I think we should remind our listeners about something coming up next week. What is that that's going on next week?
Oh my gosh, you guys, have you heard? There's a web class. We're having... You guys, I have a secret. There's a web class. It's not a secret, but you will learn secrets. So yes. We're talking about speaking today, right? And we know that a lot of you are afraid of speaking part two, and we get it, and we are here to help. So come to our web class all about quick wins for speaking part two. Know what to expect. Know what the examiner wants before test day. Yes. So when you rock up, you're already winning. So go to allearsenglish.com/score. That is how you grab your place. Spots are going super fast, guys, December 11th and 12th. Sign up now and make sure, guys, write it down in your schedule so you can come live.
All right. We'll see you guys there on that web class. This has been a great episode today, Jessica.
Fantastic. Utterly, 100%. All right,
absolutely. All right. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.